Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Scott Jenkins, the president of Dirt Environmental Solutions Limited. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is DRT. Thanks for joining us today again, Scott.
Well, thanks for having us, Juan. We appreciate it.
Certainly. So, yeah, for some of our listeners that may have not caught our past interviews, can you give us a history and overview of you guys?
Sure. So DIRT Environmental Solutions, and DIRT stands for Doing It Right This Time. It's our reminder of past successes and challenges in our previous companies and trying to make sure we learn from all of those. DIRT was founded 11 years ago. We are a technology company operating in construction. We manufacture interior construction solutions such as walls, power, data. But we use a proprietary technology called ICE, which allows us to provide solutions for our clients on rapid lead times with cost certainty, completely customized, and they're beautiful, and they're also flexible for the future, allowing you to move or make changes very quickly and seamlessly. So it's really rethinking, interior construction, using technology to bring all the benefits to our clients.
Great. So, yeah, to talk about your most recent results, can you bring us up to speed on the record Q3 there?
Sure. So, yeah, we're really proud of our results in Q3 and especially actually the momentum going into Q4 as well and into 2016. You know, we're very happy with things, not just on a quarterly basis, but trailing 12 months and what we see in the future. DIRT went public 23 months ago, so we're still a fairly new public company. We went public, as you mentioned, on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And since that time, we've seen tremendous growth. We're seeing a lot of momentum, and recently, last week, when we announced our Q3 results, we were able to demonstrate record quarterly revenue, but probably more importantly, record gross margin and record EBITDA margin. So we're demonstrating the leverage in our business model, and this has been something that we've been talking to investors, potential investors, about for a long time, and this is probably the third out of four quarters that we've demonstrated improving results on all three of those metrics. So top line, gross margins, and EBITDA margins.
Right, yeah, and the recent quarter increased by over 33% year over year. What would you say are some of the key drivers there behind some of the increased results?
Well, for us, what was really interesting and what we're seeing is we're really proud and we're seeing tremendous momentum throughout North America and also in the strategic international markets, where we operate, which largely the Middle East right now. No single geographic market or large contract resulted in our record Q3 results. It's really day-to-day bread and butter projects, and just, I believe, growing brand recognition of DIRT, clients coming back to us for projects, well diversified across our industry segments. So we're seeing momentum in healthcare, which is very important to us. We're seeing a lot of momentum in education, both higher ed and K-12. Our new offerings, what we call DIRT for Life or DIRT Residential, are starting to gain a lot of interest. And then our bread and butter commercial projects for all of our commercial clients. So there's no real single thing I can point to other than DIRT is becoming more recognized, our brand is becoming stronger, and I think our value proposition is being recognized by all our clients, both large and small.
Well, good. And can you elaborate a little bit more on DIRT Connects and some of the new offerings there?
Sure. So in June of this year at DIRT Connects, which is our largest industry event held in Chicago every year, we saw a lot of momentum. We saw probably about a 30% increase in traffic to our Green Learning Center, or showroom, if you will. And we unveiled Dirt for Life, Dirt Residential. We unveiled Dirt Timber Frame, you know, a sustainable rapid construction that's beautiful. Again, utilizing our ICE software to allow our clients to have a fly through their space, but also decrease lead times and increase manufacturing quality. We also focused on both healthcare and education at Dirt Connext, showcasing, you know, hospital room of the future, classroom of the future, integration with technology. You know, if you think about, I'll speak to education here for a second. If you think about, you know, and Juan, you and I both, you know, when we went to school, there was the front of the classroom and chalkboards, and you always knew what the front of the classroom was, and there was a specific room for every subject. Well, nowadays, learning is all about collaborative learning and technology, and, you know, where the front of the classroom is, nobody knows. Is it actually a classroom, or is it a common area for group work or interaction? You know, everybody has their smartphone and their tablet and their laptops, and it really is a changing environment, and I think our solutions really help make that changing environment more powerful, and we're actually seeing some of our clients talk to us about success factors where we're contributing to those success factors in education.
Certainly, and can you talk about the recent collaboration with Corning Inc., and you know, can we look forward to such some other type of deals in the future?
That's a good point. I should chat about that. Corning and Dirt, we entered into a partnership earlier this year. So Dirt has an exclusive partnership with Corning for Willow Glass. Willow Glass is a very thin, flexible glass. It's a cousin of Gorilla Glass, which is on a lot of our smartphones and tablets. It's an innovation and a solution that Corning has had for a long time, but I think they were looking for ways to commercialize it, and they came to us. I think that's important. They have been a fantastic partner to deal with. Both our research and development teams and their R&D teams have been working on new innovations with Willow Glass. We see it for both healthcare and the education markets, and probably for Dirt for Life, as a tremendous product. If you think about healthcare, where infection control is a big issue, you can now have glass with graphics that is matched to a substrate that is very cleanable. You know, we can use bleach or traditional cleaning products that really degrade conventional walls, conventional drywall. But with Willow Glass, obviously there's a much higher performance base there. So we're in further discussions with Corning to see where else this relationship could go. I'm not sure where that takes us, but they really have been a pleasure to work with, and you know, we're working closely with them as we roll out Willow Glass and potentially other products.
And what are some of the you know, key goals and milestones that you're hoping to accomplish here over the next, we'll say, about six to 12 months?
Well, I think actually maybe I'll talk on Q3, because Q3 was the first quarter for us where we achieved gross margins above 45%. And that's been a milestone that we've been really focused on getting to for probably since we IPO'd, but over, say, the last, 18 months until we hit it. So I want to keep driving. The team wants to keep driving to get that 45% gross margin target for a trailing 12-month period next. We're now expanding, and really we're starting to invest. We have this year and going forward. We're going to be investing further in our sales and marketing teams, our business development efforts. That'll include, we'll be attending Arab Health again this year in Dubai, one of the world's largest healthcare shows. We will be increasing our investment there by probably a factor of 3. We are opening our very first International Green Learning Center, so Dirt's first International Green Learning Center in London, UK. We have the space. Mm-hmm. We're going to be focusing there on both Dirt for Life, healthcare. We'll also have a small education component. And we're going to be looking at the UK market, where we've done one project now, but we think there's a tremendous opportunity. We've already added a couple team members. They're actually with us this week at headquarters, doing some training and getting up to speed. So that's exciting. And then I also believe, you know, we'll be looking at expanding our solutions to areas like dirt timber frame, which excites me, you know, in terms of, you know, a real sustainable solution that matches perfectly well with dirt interior solutions. And we believe, you know, as you see some of these challenges for the American healthcare, where there's really a focus now on maybe smaller clinics, outreach, there's a challenge to build enough schools. You know, we think we can help build beautiful, sustainable, rapid lead time, you know, high integration with technology facilities for clients.
And so as far as investors and the financial community are concerned, Scott, do you what are some of the key value drivers there that you you know, still wish perhaps you know, they better understood about the company?
You know, really quickly, I think there's a tremendous amount of leverage in our business model. We, you know, we leverage the power of our ICE technology, which I've talked about. We leverage the power of our team. You know, we're a client-focused company. You know, really proud of all of our dirt bags and ice cubes and what we've accomplished so far. And we have all these efficiencies that we're going to continue to drive. So what that means for an investor is that means leverage in our business model. And I think you can see it now in our EBITDA margins improving, improving rapidly, obviously, to Q3. We're going to continue to drive that leverage, which will generate greater, not just greater EBITDA on an absolute dollar basis, but increasing EBITDA margins. That is a focus of our business. And that's the power of technology, quite frankly.
Certainly. So once again, joining us today is Scott Jenkins, President of Dirt Environmental Solutions Limited, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, ticker symbol DRT, currently trading at 749 Canadian, and market cap is about 624 million Canadian. And so before we conclude here, just to kind of rehash and you know, quickly recap some of your key points. Why do you believe investors should consider the company or continue to consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
To really summarize one, you know, I think we've demonstrated our business model has a tremendous amount of leverage in it. We expect to continue to demonstrate that. We believe construction is one of the oldest and probably most antiquated industries in the world. It's also one of the largest. We are but 0.01% of the U.S. interior construction market right now. So we have a lot of runway ahead of us. We are now demonstrating after 11 years and only being public really for 23 months, we're demonstrating the power of the dirt value proposition, which is delivering custom, beautiful, cost competitive, flexible interior construction environments to commercial clients, healthcare clients, education, and soon residential. So we think there's a tremendous opportunity ahead of us, and we're doing it all based on a platform of innovative proprietary technology, which we call ICE. And I think that's important for investors to know. This is proprietary to dirt with significant IP around it.
Well, great. And so Dirt also trades here in the U.S., ticker symbol DRTTF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange, D13. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us again today, Scott, and update our investor audience on DRT. It's always good to have you on.
Well, thanks, Juan. I appreciate your time today as well, and we appreciate the chance to get in front of your listeners and your readers.
Thank you.